Lesson 13. Section 1. Task 1. Guess what people are talking about.
Oh, it's such a lovely day. It reminds me of last week, doesn't it?
Oh, don't. I mean, that's just so fantastic, that holiday.
I love that city, you know.
I do too, really. It's got something about it, a certain sort of charm.
Mm, and all that wine and...
And so cheap.
Yes,
right. I mean, compared to here.
Expensive. Mm. I mean,
yes.
Really, I bought nothing at all. I just ate and ate and drank and drank.
Yes. Wasn't it?
Yes. And I don't know, I like listening to the people talking and sitting outside drinking wine.
Yes, could you understand what they were saying? When they were speaking quickly, I mean.
Well, it is difficult, of course.
Mm.
And then I like that tower, too.
You like that tower? I'm not sure about it, really.
No?
It's very unusual, right in the centre of the city.
True, but there's a lovely view from the top.
Oh, you went right up, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't. I remember that day. We weren't together.
No, that's right. You went down by the river, didn't
that's
you?
It. Oh, walking along the river. And all the couples, and it's so romantic. And the paintings, too.
They do have artists down by the river, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, how lovely.
Oh, it really is.
Oh, I think we ought to go back there again next year, don't you?
I do, yes. Mm. If only just to sample some more of the wine.
It'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Task 2. Nice to see you.
Hello, John. Nice to see you. Come in. How are you?
Fine, thanks, Peter. And how are you?
Oh.
I expect your patients are keeping you busy at this time of year.
Oh, well, I can't really complain. Let me take a coat.
Oh.
There we are. Well, now, I don't think you've met Anne Patterson, have you? Anne, this is John Middleton. He's the local school teacher.
Oh, how do you do?
How do you do?
Well, that's very interesting. Perhaps you'll be looking after my son.
Yes, that's right. Anne and her family have just moved into the old barn, up by the village hall. They're in the process of doing it up now.
Yes, there's an awful lot needs doing, of course.
Oh, please excuse me for a moment. I think that was the doorbell.
Well, if I can give you a hand with anything. I'm something of a handyman in my spare time, you know. I live just over the road.
That's very kind of you. I'm an architect myself, so... Oh, look! There's someone I know. Eileen! Anne! Oh, fancy seeing you here. How's life? Oh, mustn't grumble. Moving's never much fun, though, is it? Anyway, how are things with you? You still at the same estate agents, I suppose?
Oh, yes. I can't see myself leaving, well, not in the foreseeable future.
Oh, I quite forgot. Do you two know each other?
Yes, actually. We've met on many an occasion. Hello, Eileen. You see, we play in the same orchestra.
Oh, I didn't know anything about that.
Yes, actually, just amateur stuff, you know. Once a week. I come down from London when I can get a babysitter for Joanna.
Excuse me. I hope you don't mind my butting in. My name's Paul Madison. I couldn't help overhearing what you said about an orchestra.
Come and join the party. I'm John Middleton.
Oh.
This is Anne Patterson.
Hello.
And Eileen... I'm terribly sorry. I don't think I know your surname.
Hawks. Pleased to meet you, Paul. You play an instrument, do you?
Yes. I'm over here on a scholarship to study the bassoon at the Royal Academy of Music for a couple of years.
Oh, I'm sorry. It must be all that hard work on the barn.
Well, anyway, we've been working very hard.
Section 2. Task 1. What do you like about your job?
I'm a night person. I love the hours. You know, I like going to work around 6 at night and then getting home at 2 or 3 in the morning. I like being out around people, you know, talking to them, listening to their problems. Some of my regulars are always on the lookout for ways that they can stump me. Like last week, one of them came in and asked for a Rama's Gin Fizz. He didn't think I knew how to make it. Huh. But I know how to make every drink in the book, and then some. Although, some of the nights when I go in, I just don't feel like dealing with all the noise. When I get in a big crowd, it can be pretty noisy. People talking, the sound system blaring, the pinball machine, the video games. And then, at the end of the night, you don't always smell so good either. You smell like cigarettes. But I like the place, and I plan on sticking around for a while.
If I had to sit behind a desk all day, I'd go crazy. I'm really glad I have a job where I can keep moving, you know? My favorite part is picking out the music. I use new music for every 10-week session. For my last class, I always use the Beatles. It's a great beat to move to, and everybody loves them. I like to sort of educate people about their bodies and show them, you know, how to do the exercises and movements safely. Like, it just kills me when I see people trying to do sit-ups with straight legs. It's so bad for your back. And let's see, I like to see people make progress. At the end of a session, you can really see how people have slimmed down and sort of build up some muscle. It's very gratifying. The part I don't like is, well, it's hard to keep coming up with new ideas for classes. I mean, you know, there's just so many ways you can move your body, and it's hard to keep coming up with interesting routines and new exercises. And it's hard on my voice. I have to yell all the time so people can hear me above the music. And, like, after three classes in one day, my voice has had it. Then again, having three classes in one day has its compensations. I can eat just about anything I want and not gain any weight.
What do I like about my job? Money. M-O-N-E-Y. No, I like the creativity. And I like my studio. All my tools are like toys to me, you know. My watercolors, pens and inks, colored pencils, drafting table. I love playing with them. And I have lots of different kinds of clients. I do magazines, book covers, album covers, newspaper articles. So there's lots of variety, which I like. You know, sometimes when I start working on a project, I could be doing it for hours and have no conception of how much time has gone by. What some people call a flow experience. I don't like the pressure, though, and there's plenty of it in this business. You're always working against a tight deadline. And I don't like the business end of it. You know, contacting clients for work, negotiating contracts, which get long and complicated.
Well, I'll tell you. At first it was fun, because there was so much to learn, and working with figures and money was interesting. But after about 2 years, the thrill was gone, and now it's very routine. I keep the books, do the payroll, pay the taxes, pay the insurance, pay the bills. I hate paying the bills, because there's never enough money to pay them. I also don't like the pressure of having to remember when all the bills and taxes are due. And my job requires a lot of reading that I don't particularly enjoy. Like, I have to keep up to date on all the latest tax forms, and it's pretty dull. I like it when we are making money, though, because I get to see all of my efforts rewarded.
Task 2. What do you think of yourself?
In this week's edition of Up With People, we went out into the streets and asked a number of people a question they just didn't expect. We asked them to be self-critical, to ask themselves exactly what they thought they lacked, or, the other side of the coin, what virtues they had. Here is what we heard.
Well, I don't know, really. It's not the sort of question you ask yourself directly. I know I'm good at my job. At least my boss calls me hard-working, conscientious, efficient. I'm a secretary, by the way. As for when I look at myself in a mirror, as it were, you know, you sometimes do in the privacy of your own bedroom, or at your reflection in the shop windows as you walk up the street. Well, then I see someone a bit different. Yes, I'm different in my private life. And that's probably my main fault, I should say. I'm not exactly... Oh, how should I say? I suppose I'm not coherent in my behavior. My office is always in order, but my flat... Well, you'd have to see it to believe it.
I think the question is irrelevant. You shouldn't be asking what I think of myself. But what I think of the state of this country. And this country is in a terrible mess. There's only one hope for it. The National Front. It's law and order that we need. I say, get rid of these thugs who call themselves socialist workers. Get rid of them, I say. So don't ask about me. I'm the sort of ordinary, decent person who wants to bring law and order back to this country. And if we can't do it by people, then...
Think of myself. Well, I'm an easy-going bloke, really. Unless, of course, you wind me up. Then, I'm a bit vicious. You know? I mean, you have to live for yourself, don't you? And think of your mates. That's what makes a bloke. I ain't got much sympathy like with them what's always thinking of causes. Civil rights and all that. I mean, this is a free country, isn't it? What do we want to fight for civil rights for? We got them.
Well, I'm retired, you know. Used to be an army officer. And I think I've kept myself... Yes, I've kept myself respectable. That's the word I'd use. Respectable and dignified the whole of my life. I've tried to help those who depended on me. I've done my best. Perhaps you might consider me a bit of a fanatic about organization and discipline. Self-discipline comes first, that sort of thing. But basically, I'm a good chap, not too polemic. Fond of a wife and family. And that's me.
Well, when I was young, I was very shy. At times, I was very unhappy. Especially when I was sent to boarding school at 7. I didn't make close friends till quite late in life. Till I was about, 15. Then, I became quite good at being by myself. I had no one to rely on, and no one to ask for advice. That made me independent. And I've always solved my problems myself. My wife and I have 2 sons. We didn't want an only child because I felt... Well, I felt I'd missed a lot of things.
Section 3. Recognizing the main idea.
1. Bert is a natural listener. He can lose himself in a conversation with friends or family. Bert has a few very close friends, and he works hard to keep his friendships strong.
2.
One means of contact with friends is the regular exercise that Bert gets. He plays handball and swims with a friend twice a week. Besides that, he tries to stay in shape with morning exercises. Bert enjoys the exercise that he gets for its own sake, as well as for the fact that it has kept him healthy all his life.
3.
In general, Adam has very few hobbies. He used to enjoy collecting coins and reading, but now can never find enough time. He has practically no release from his job and usually brings some work home with him.
4.
Like many modern Americans, neither man's very religious. Both belong to a church, but the religious services aren't a sustaining part of their lives. But the difference in their spiritual makeup is nonetheless remarkable.
5.
Adam does not enjoy much self-confidence. He has never spent the time to think problems through carefully, or to teach himself to think about other things. As a result, he isn't a particularly creative problem solver. He spends quite a lot of time in compulsive, repetitive, nervous activity, which only frustrates him more.
6.
Heart attack victims who have tried to change their behavior after their first heart attack report that type B behavior has given them a new sense of peace, freedom, and happiness. Not for anything in the world would they return to their old lifestyle, which held them trapped like prisoners in an unhappy world of their own making.